we're a team here, Ross, so I'm going to need your assistance here and you, Duck. Jay-Z was involved in a massive expose last week where he named the top 100 paid players.
Yes.
Now, it'd be fair to say, Brownie, our man has had a tough week and he stuck to his guns, but he got criticised by the playing group, it'd be fair to say.
He did. There was a fair amount of people out there, Jay-Z, who were questioning the accuracy.
Well, Max Gorn had a real crack at you. I think the man in charge of the Players Association had a crack at you. Roger. Mitch Robinson, he had a crack at you as well. They were lining up.
The truth hurts, Jay-Z.
700 players.
Well, that's right. And our man, we're sticking by him. But what has happened, Ross, he's had a real low week. He's had a real flat week. So just imagine... He's come into the playing group. He's played four bad games in a row, and he's about to play again on a Sunday big stage, and you need to speak to him, Ross. And this is where you as a coach sort of take over as in charge of this team. You've got to get our man up because he's had a tough week.
He's on the edge of going back to the waffle as well.
Yeah, he is.
But he thought he had a BOG.
No, but he has, but he's copped it. He's copped it in the media all week.
Oh, welcome to my world. Oh, a week. I've had it for 13 years. Look, you've got to build some resilience. Teflon, get in the car and giggle at him.
Well, I said this on the Dead Set Legends yesterday, but what do you call when you're playing poker and one person goes all chips in? And then you think you're holding a pretty decent hand, and then I go all chips in, Brownie. What do you call that? Is there a name for that? Or
called a stalemate.
It's a push, isn't it?
Yeah, but something like that.
You're going to see who
it's called all.
When
chips
the tide goes out, you're going to see who's got the car, who's wearing bathers, and who's not.
Exactly.
So when the tide goes out, you're going to see who's wearing bathers.
All the players are nude.
Go on, keep going, coach.
We got through to about Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I thought we may have got away with this. And then the phone sort of blew up after Gorn did his. It blew up like a Christmas tree, lit up like a Christmas tree after he dropped his little podcast. Not one I normally listen to, but I'll tune in next week. And it's fair to say that Gorn is having a total lend, if I'm being truthful. Because in his podcast he said, and I've gone back and checked the numbers, obviously, he said he was on 650 grand. Mm. We got it wrong by 250. So that puts him on 650. Now, if that's the case, then you would be a little bit grumpy because you're in the worst deal in the AFL. This is a bloke who was the best player in the competition.
He's doubling down.
I thought this was a lighthearted discussion.
I thought it was an apology.
I thought maybe there was an apology coming.
Go harder.
In 2018, he was the best player in the competition as decided by the coaches, the AFL-CA Best Player Award. So he's the number one player in the competition. He's saying on 650, he's the 80th paid player in the competition. I know that because I know all the bands and how many players earn how much. So he's saying he's earned 80. Now, the problem here is that he's talking about apples and I'm talking about oranges because he's referring to his base contract only. I'm talking about some incentives, All Australian, Best and Fairest,
ASA,
Can I just say
the additional service thing's completely different. Yep. When you get to that level,
yep,
they don't have Best and Fairest. They don't have All Australians.
He does.
You're expected to make those teams when you're one of the best players in the comp.
Duck, he does. I've checked it before it published. And
well,
since...
I know, I'm a good friend of Macca's, not that I've spoken to him a lot lately. G'day, Macca. Anthony McConville's his manager.
Yep.
He's doing a shies and hows and job.
No, but that's the thing. I think Gorney's just... I don't know if he's trying to defer the attention from Ken Wood or the tax man, but if he's saying he's on 650 and it's just not true.
Well, he said he's got in trouble from his wife. Because she thought he was hiding a little bit.
I'm going to be 300 for a rainy day.
Yeah.
So 900 you've got him at.
If I had my time again, I'd have him 850-860.
I'd be flabbergasted if after that season when you were talking about and he dominated, that he has signed a deal for 650. Yeah. That doesn't sound right to me.
So you're backing our man?
I'm backing our man Jay-Z Clark in.
Well, he's... three-time All-Australian. He was All-Australian before he did the
deal. We've heard enough of the details. Okay. I enjoy the details.
Who else cracked it?
No, that he was
Mitch.
Well, what did Paul Marsh say?
Well, he said we got one in four right.
That's not bad for a journey.
That's probably what I expect.
No, but this is
not on this one though.
Very funny. This is the thing.
Hang on, I'm having a joke with you, mate. Come on.
I know. Yeah. This is the thing, right? With all the salaries, we undershot them, except for probably Max and a couple of others. 80% of them we undershot them by 50 grand. To avoid this exact issue, basically. So we were conservative, right?
Went through. They all looked about right.
Of course. Yeah. So, for example, just say Mark Howard's on 710 and we knew he was on 710. We would have him 650 to 7 just to try and avoid this sort of thing. Max Gorn was the least of my worries. I didn't lose any sleep over him at all. So then that one, is incorrect, isn't it? Because he's on 710 and we've had him 650 to 7. So
you're sticking by your guns?
A lot of that.
Okay.
Don't let him worry you, mate. Don't let him wobble you.
That's your advice you're giving him here, Ross? Just stick strong?
You know what, son? You know what you're about. Keep playing your role.
Thank you.
How'd you go this week when the phone was lighting up and you were under the pump and you became part of the story, which is not what men of your and my stature in the world want to be?
It was only really media people who were calling me. So when you get the text messages, it's if you don't know. You know, like, oh, I got it about 10 times. Oh, Max Gorn just had a big crack. No, I got that, mate. I got that about an hour ago. So there was a bit of that sort of stuff.
I rang our man Brownie.
Yeah.
And I felt that he thought I was his counsellor ringing up and he needed to get out of the couch. I wasn't sure he was going to be here on Sunday. He was. Anyway, we move on.
Like Ross said, you've got to harden up. Now, I'll ask you a quick question. We do a top five on a Friday night on the Friday huddle. How do you reckon the football media world would go if I did a top five earners in football media?
I think you should definitely do that.
It's coming this Friday.
Do you reckon there'd be some blow-ups?
Can I help you with that?
Yeah, but the other thing with the media we say,
I need to blame someone.
The media will be going, I'm on more than that.
Yeah, give you a tip. I'm not in it, Brownie. Our man across here in the white top in the centre, our forward, Ducky, might be.
I just fly just nicely.